Monday, May 13th, 2024, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 PM.
I think she does go to her dad.
Yeah, have a supervisor go.
Yeah, I got one.
So, take him.
All right, guys, it's 3:00. We'll go ahead and start meeting. Start with pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Yep, go ahead, new roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
At this time, we'd ask for public comment, anything that's not on today's agenda. I know there's some gentlemen here to talk about one of the things on our agenda, and we'll give you plenty of opportunity to talk before we discuss that. So if there's anything that's not on today's agenda that anybody wants to comment on, now would be the time. All right, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from April 29th of 2024. Approval of payroll claims, April 28th through May 11th of 2024. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims, if any. And then an approval of the Veterans Quarterly Report. I came in earlier today, went through payroll. Everything seemed to be in order. I also went through the Veterans Quarterly Report. I did have a Veterans Oversight Committee meeting with the veterans up at South Sioux's Legion Hall last Tuesday. Everything seems to be in line. They're busy, just like everybody else, seeing lots of our veterans, so everything appeared to be all right.
So moved.
I'll second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah. New business and resolutions. Don Bosquet, Treasurer, requesting a resolution 24C-014, adding 3 pledged securities with Union Bank and Trust Company.
These are just pretty much routine due to the influx of property taxes that we've had. We paid out over, I think it was $9 million, so that'll be going down as far as this goes too, so I expect some releases to be coming. But that's all that this pertains to, is just so we're adequate with our funding that we have.
All right.
Yeah, I'll make a motion on resolution 24C-014 to approve the 3 pledged securities.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The board to review and award bid for the Jackson South Bridge project. That would be the Dorsey Bridge. So why don't you gentlemen step up and if you have something you want to talk about or... Don't everybody rush up at once.
Well, I guess our concern is we all 3 operate off that road. That's our home base off that road, and there's never a good time to close a primary road through the county, but harvest is a very bad time to have that road closed. A lot of grain storage on that road that we all have to get in and out of, and we just wanted to learn a little bit more on how this was going to play out. So,
well, our 3 bids that we have, our 4 bids that we have, it shows 9:30 start date of this year. There's another one of 10-1. We know that's getting, yep. And then there's one 6:17, and then there's one 7:22. Okay.
What's the projected timeframe of the completion?
Jolene, what did they say?
So the working 45 days.
45 days, so 6 weeks?
Yep, so I talked to Norfolk Contracting, and they thought they could get in there the first part of July if everything went right. But yeah, they have their 45 working days, first week of
August, end of August, worst case.
Yeah, by the first week of September, they thought they'd be done.
Okay.
Everything went to plan.
And see, and Norfolk Construction's the cheapest. Okay.
And they're the July start.
And that is, you'd have it open by September, that the projection is. I would think that that's doable.
Their projected start date is 7/22, but is your understanding that they probably would be able to start sooner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked to him this morning, and he said there's some utilities that need to be moved. He said that as soon as he finds out, I'll send him a text, and he'll get a hold of them and start getting them moved so he can get in there as soon as he can.
Without pushing it, about when do you guys foresee harvest starting? I know it changes every year within 10 days.
15th of September would be the earliest.
What's that?
15th of September.
So it would be satisfactory then, as long as Mother Nature cooperates, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say, for instance, if it was the next bid's, you know, 50 grand more, okay, and they're realistically, they show a month earlier, but not even a month earlier, actually 2 weeks earlier. So realistically, you know, I mean, if they're talking September 1st, you know, and Norfolk, they've always done us a good job, you know, when they do work for us, so.
What other projects have they done?
They've done a lot of projects, haven't they, Jolene? I mean,
they've done a lot.
Dozens.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done a lot.
They did the bridge out at, the last one they did was that bridge that we had the emergency on.
The one out by...
No, that was a different company.
Okay.
They've done a lot of work for us, so I mean, we could give you a list. I can't think of any, but their name's always up here, and they get awarded a lot, so.
They usually stay on schedule pretty good, or?
I think they always have, haven't they?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of the last. Oh, they did that one just south of Homer on 265th Street. That was the latest one they did.
Yeah. We did reach out to our I talked to Jolene today on the Jackson Bridge too. You know, that's all been poured. Hopefully next Thursday they'll be able to pull everything off. That's
this Thursday.
This Thursday.
So I know that thing has kind of run over what we'd hoped it would, too.
Yeah, it seemed to take a long time for no more than they appeared to have done.
Well, I think what happened is I stopped out there last week to talk to them. The concrete did not mix properly with what they dumped. And they don't know if they had too much water in the tank or what, but it didn't set up as quick as what they wanted it to. And, of course, they poured. What day did I see you guys last week, you and Lance? It was
Thursday.
And they were pouring that day, and he said, well, they need at least 7 days. As long as the concrete was positive that they were dumping to open it up. So hopefully by Friday, that'll be opened up. You know, it's always, the inconvenience of construction anywhere can be. But I guess when it comes to the outcome, you know, once it's done, you know, it's always good. And we know the bridge needs to be repaired without a doubt. But I think if we accept their bid, which I'm assuming that's what's going to happen today, you know, as the board, but if Jolene can get on the phone and just let them know that obviously we have, you know, farmers that are concerned, sooner the better, because it has, we would definitely like to have it done before September 1st.
So would I.
Yeah.
What's the point? Ultimately, Mother Nature dictates.
Absolutely. And I said that.
And, you know, if an extra month is still an extra month. We have about 950 loads that have to come across the bridge, and we only got about 280 each. So yeah, I mean, it's just like it's a lot. Yeah. What do you do for penalties if they go past the deadline, and are they enforced?
I don't think there's any penalties.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
So like the Jackson Bridge, that's $1,000 a day.
Okay, is that with everybody? Do they?
No.
Exactly.
It's set up differently. So, like the Dorsey Bridge, that will be per state statute, so it'll be a percentage of the project.
Okay.
You know, if you put too steep of a penalty, you know, when you're putting it out for bid,
$10,000,
nobody's going to bid it, or they're going to bid it $40,000, $50,000 extra.
To try to offset the dates.
Yeah,
I understand.
So.
Only thing we can do is, Jolene can jump on the phone, just express the concerns here in today's board meeting and see if they can, you know, sooner the better. And, you know, hope for September 1st, because obviously it's important for you guys, so.
Yeah, it becomes a big expense if you guys got to go all the way around.
Yeah.
Did you say the 1st or the
5th? And it's hard on the roads.
Well, we want it done by the 1st.
Yeah, you're spending money elsewhere.
If they get it the 15th, the project would be the, but we would absolutely need it right by the 15th.
By the 15th. I was just looking at, see how the dates.
Did your crops even in yet?
We're
working on it. Had to go bring that up.
Might not be going until October 15th, opinion.
Yeah.
No, I get it what you're saying.
We're aware how important it is, you know, to have that. Over what it did. You know, even it might be the case where you're not getting it out and you're waiting on a truck because you're having to go extra distance and things like that.
And so, that's just us three. You know,
it's a busy road. It's a busy road. It's a busy road. No question about it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it being closed myself.
We did widen it a little bit. Hopefully that'll make it just a little bit nicer. So,
yeah, that'd be nice.
So that's what we'll do is, I guess Jolene can update you folks. Let's just get on the phone and see when they can start. If they're thinking the 1st of July and 6 weeks.
Yeah, if they can move up their start date, that'd be good too.
Yeah, so tell them we'd really appreciate it because it's, in an ag community, if you don't have that working, nothing's working.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Don't be afraid to reach out to Jolene either. not like plenty of people don't anyway, but don't be afraid to reach out. Keep her on speed dial.
Hey, at least you guys understand that Mother Nature, you know? I mean, that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, we definitely grasp that. That's
yeah.
Right on.
Jolene,
Thanks, Jolene,
did we look at a culvert for this versus a
bridge? Yeah, so if you remember last year, these bids were coming in around $250, give or take.
For
a
culvert?
For a bridge. So okay. This is a little bit projected more than, well, that was the bridge. Now this is the bridge, the guardrail, the pavement going up to it. So it's a big thing. The estimate on a box culvert was over $400,000.
Yeah.
So
it was quite a bit more.
This was the better option. So
wow, a culvert was more than a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the area, they said it'd be like a triple culvert. So to keep water from backing up at that grain bin site.
There's a lot of water running through there, and that Dorsey site is just off of that.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that much. Okay.
And they said it would probably take just as long.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I'll make a motion on this here if we're done on discussion for the South Jackson replacement for the Dorsey Bridge for Norfolk Construction at $335,805. Projection time, it states 7/22/24. And as stated, hopefully it'll be sooner. And we can make everyone happy out there before harvest time.
I do have one other question. So, Jolene, did you say this one has a penalty?
Yeah.
This one?
A percentage?
This Dorsey Bridge, yeah, it'd be a percentage following state statute. There's a formula.
So, 45 days from start then, or?
This is 45 working days. So, but I was talking to the contractor this morning, and he says they like to go as much as they can, you know. They're not going to Monday through Friday. They're looking at Saturdays, looking at what it takes to get done. If it's thunder, lightning, storming, of course, that's not considered a working day. So.
Okay. And we'll see when they can actually start.
Second.
Second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. All right, Jeff Dooley to submit a proposal for the design of Lake Iwana Improvement Project and request board's approval to move forward with this proposal.
Gentlemen.
How are you today?
Good.
Should have a proposal in your packet from us, kind of a follow-up from our meeting on the first part.
Two weeks ago.
Kind of a follow-up to the preliminary report. This was drafted to get you to the point where you could you can bid it out, get it under contract, and get it started. The time frame is set up because we know you wanted to get it done by the end of this construction season. I think, what do we say here? Bids to be received no later than August 31st. So you would know what the pricing is by August 31st. Take some time to get it under contract. And then hopefully it could be built by the end of the year, depending on what the contractor availability is, what their schedules are like, and so on.
Does it normally take 3 months to go from where we are today to bid?
Yeah. The design portion itself is probably 2 months, and then your bid process takes usually about a month. You got to post your notices in the paper.
Yeah, so did we say that we'd be able to start bidding it or have it bid by the...
It would be bid by the 31st.
Okay.
So you would know whether you have a go or no go.
Yeah.
Okay.
The project fees...
Cheap.
We came at $88,870, less than $9,500 that we did for the preliminary engineering report.
$79,370
for the total. And then the scope of services up there will get you through all the permitting. We would do some limited construction administrative services for that. In other words, when the project starts, we would be out there available to answer any design questions with the contractor, that kind of stuff. The test, you'll want to have it tested and stuff. That would be just something you would contract with, like,
and then, not to beat the old drum, the road to get back and forth.
That's included in the design,
okay.
And will be included in the bid, correct?
Yeah. Okay.
And so, as we get into that, we'll probably want to have some discussions with you on how you want to handle that, and maybe some waivers and stuff,
right.
Just to make sure that is.
I'm pretty sure that Gene's already talked to the neighbors and et cetera, if I'm not mistaken. I think he has, but that's part of it, so we'll figure it out.
As for the funding, because I know you had talked about your last meeting trying to get the bid price before you got the bond or whatever in place that you were going to fund it, so you should have that by August 31st. But I think you could base it on our bid or off our estimate. You could plan accordingly too.
Okay. I think our ducks are in a row here, to my recollection.
What's that?
I said I think our ducks are in a row, to my recollection. I think you guys got the numbers. We kind of know what the numbers are for the project. It's just a matter of moving forward and getting it out to bid and moving forward.
Yep.
Yeah, those preliminary contracts help with that a lot. So we definitely appreciate you guys trusting us with that and giving us the opportunity to do that.
And I've seen them come in today's world, don't know, but I've seen them come in cheaper, mm-hmm. Less expensive than what originally.
Yes,
they do.
And they can go vice versa too, but.
Well, you have a lot of area contractors here that can do that kind of work.
A lot of them staying local now for some reason.
Yeah, that could weigh to your benefit.
Yeah, a lot of them are staying local.
Jolene, did you have something you wanted to add?
So this gets us to the start of construction.
Right.
What fees do you foresee after this point from you guys to monitor the construction phase of the project?
So yeah, that's kind of up to you guys on how you want to do that in the construction phase. So our limited construction administration is coming out to site a couple of times, answering questions as they come up during the job, but it's not being out there full time watching all of it. So if you do want somebody out there to do all of the inspection and keeping track of all the quantities to put together all the pay estimates, that's a separate thing after the fact.
And all your fees are on the back page.
All of our fees for everything up to that point are
right.
The hourly rates, correct. Yeah, so typically we put together a full fee for that. it's less than the design typically, but it really is. It's hard to price that up front without knowing exactly how often do you want somebody out there or what kind of level.
It might boil down to who does it. I mean,
right. I'm just going to say that. You get the right contractor out there, you'll never see him.
When I was doing this, there were certain guys that I would not have a lot of oversight over.
Yep.
But if there was a contractor from outside of the area that I didn't know, then
you'd have a bird's eye view on things. I understand.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
So that, Jolene, to answer your question then, so that would, like, they're talking, whoever the contractor is, they may take care of that part that you're thinking about?
Right, yeah.
Going forward?
Well,
to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I said the extent to which that construction contract for the engineering part is. Kind of depends on who your contractor is. Like I said, if you would get somebody you know and somebody has done a lot of work for you and you trust them, maybe our portion of that is going to be a little less. If it's a guy from Omaha or Lincoln, you might want us there a little bit more. So we could work that out after the bids were awarded. You could kind of, we could talk and decide what kind of level you wanted to be at. We could work with you at that point.
I mean, you couldn't really, I mean, you could rack up a lot of money, but for the most case, you're not really going to.
Not necessarily.
I can't see it.
A fair estimate is somewhere in the 5 to 10% of the total construction cost
right.
range. 5%, obviously, if it's Steve Harris, we'll just say somebody that works on here a lot, and then up to 10, you know, something higher if it's somebody out of town and you want us out.
You can spend no more than 5 to 10 grand.
No.
Percent.
50, 75.
50 to 100,000.
Like I said, it really.
I said 5 to 10.
Final answer.
We'll work with you. We'll work with you. Like I said, you will want somebody involved in that phase. To what extent, I think, is really driven by who you end up getting and
yeah, what the
pricing
sense.
Is and stuff. But.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go with the motion. I'm gonna make a motion here for the CEC LLC to other. Their design proposal of Lake Iwana project and request board approval to move forward for the with the proposals. So that's my motion, is to move forward and get some proposals and let's move forward. Things are happening out there, and there's a lot of good things going to happen.
So now, just to be clear, this proposal is for the design. So yep. We'll design it. We'll get it ready for you. You can bid it out. The price comes in where you want it. You accept the bid and you move forward. If you don't, that set of plans will be available for you when you're ready or when you want to, whatever is kind of what you're looking at.
Well, I think it'll be a project that will go forward. We're not going to piss away $540,000 like we did on the jail and didn't go through and got a set of designs that are going to collect dust right now.
Second.
Troy?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. All right.
She's your woman, right?
What's that? You got to work directly with her?
Yes, sir.
We'll get the proposal and we'll start right away.
All right. Thanks.
Board approval or denial of change order submitted by Menstra and Kim for Gill Construction on the North Bluff Patching Project, an additional $1,011.56.
So is what we did there with closing the road down at the other end, Gill didn't have to use the stoplights, so he was able to save money. And then with that extra money, he fixed two more panels. And then so then there was a little overrun on that of $1,000. So it benefited us very
yeah,
well,
sure.
I would say.
Sure. Yeah, they were glad that they had the road closing. So it worked out good with regard to that.
So moved.
Second. I'd make a maze. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, guys.
What are you doing?
All right. Dun, dun, dun.
Marty.
Yep.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Well, hi. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
We had a total of 146 hours of maintaining the roads, 54.75 hours of overtime. We had some guys work Friday. Some of it was a scrap tire cleanup. We were awarded 100 tons for the scrap tire cleanup, and we collected 154 tons.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got a message into the state. Some other entities, when they don't use all of theirs, they can be awarded to other counties to help cover that cost. So I'm waiting to see.
I took a load out on the second day, and it was like scrap tire mountain. It was unbelievable how many tires there were.
Yeah, so saves us from cleaning them up out of the ditch, yes, that's for sure. So, and the public has always seemed very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
So, let me see. 11 hours on tree removal, 55 hours on M Avenue. I know some of you guys, did all you guys get out there to see it?
What's that?
M Avenue.
I went out.
Marty was out.
I was out when they were doing it, and then I took a run over on Saturday, and it seems to be a good hard surface. You know, time's going to tell, but what do you think? Kind of the same thing, yeah, and just kind of see what happens. Yeah.
Shouldn't wait, right?
Yeah.
That's about all we can do.
Yep.
It does remind you of a Mac, but obviously there's a lot of similarity to it of BOMAG, but I haven't talked to Stevie since he did it. And originally, he's like, you know, I don't know enough about it, but I just felt like maybe it should have been maybe a little bit thicker. There should have been more laid down than what there is, but he said time will tell, just like everybody's saying. He's just like, I don't know enough about it, but it just seemed like it should have been more. But that was even before the project started.
They did increase something in the product to hold it a little better,
okay,
since
all
it was
right
on the hill.
All right.
Their scientist was out there, or their chemist,
mm-hmm,
their preferred chemist. Chemist was out there the whole time helping, so we did it exactly how they told us. So if there was an issue, we could say, this is how you told us to do it. So,
yep.
It was a pretty interesting process. I was out there for a little while watching, so.
Yeah. That machine that they use to grind that road underneath that road grader, I mean, you take a road that is an established road, and it just, I mean, it 10 mile an hour thing just churns that thing up. It's like a giant tiller underneath a road grader. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So how far does it go up the hill, Jolene?
So it starts at the bridge and then goes up over the hill to the turnoff to the lake road.
Over the hill, okay.
So,
yeah, all the way to the park.
We had 3 hours mowing, 220.5 hours hauling gravel. We hauled approximately 954 ton into the yard and 1,567.61 tons out to the roads, 14.5 hours on signing, and then as you can see, with all the rain, we had a lot of requests for grading and gravel.
The Jackson High Bridge, okay. I've had some complaints about that.
What is the complaint?
Approach and going over it, up to it and going over it.
Rough or low, high, where are we at?
I think the guy, I didn't go out and look at it, but just talking to him, I think he thought it should be graveled and build up a little better.
Okay.
Because that was his concern, but I haven't drove out and looked at it, but I'm gonna.
We'll take a look at it. Send somebody out there.
Don't look at the painting.
I hope that's all off.
It's kind of wore off for the most part. It was vandalized a couple of years ago and had some things painted on it that weren't very appropriate.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll discuss approve and deny projects or purchases with monies from the American Rescue Plan Act relief funding. Okay, so we're going to discuss ARPA funds to bid on ditch and culvert repairs on some county roads. So, you know, when we decided not to use the money, ARPA money on the Lake Iwana, it made more funding available. So we're just kind of kicking around trying to think places that that money could be best used. Jolene, so there's a set of farm-to-market roads, right? farm to market roads.
Well, that's pretty much any road in the county.
Are any of them designated as like main roads through each area or?
You have your federal aid roads, and those are, you know, you got your arterial roads that everything kind of feeds in on.
So the federal aid roads are.
The main arteries?
The main arteries.
To get from A to B?
North Bluff, Fiddler Creek, T Avenue, just, you know, the main things that everybody's, M Avenue. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would they be like the emergency bus routes kind of roads? Somewhat similar?
You could say.
I don't know if it would be a good way to start maybe looking at some trouble spots on those roads first and then expand from that. Or if we were going to do some ditch and some ditch repair or build up, do you think we'd start in that direction, or do you think just go around the county and find some of the worst spots? Or,
well, whatever you guys think. I did go back and look to 2014 when we had all that flooding and had all the contractors come in to help us.
Mm-hmm.
We had Harris, Lux, Oban, Dale Hans. No, I think there was several of them.
Mm-hmm.
And just their labor, now this was 10 years ago, their labor was anywhere from $4,500 to $6,500, and we generally supplied the culverts to help with the cost.
Mm-hmm.
But, just any culvert, you're probably looking minimum $6,000-$7,000 for them to do something. So, I know we started last year on the Bluff Road trying to get that out to the golf course because people coming in on that road that is not normally used to driving on gravel. So,
do we have a list of culverts that are plugged that could be?
We started that. I had a couple guys go out and just trying to locate the culverts. We have.
I know. There's so many buried culverts. I know there is.
It's awful. They last fall, they were trying to hit the ones that had trouble over the year with like where there was water going over. I think they got some of the main ones on those. But we can put a list out to the guys.
Maybe start with that. You know, a list of trouble spots that each person has on their area. What do you think, Scott?
Me personally, I've tried this before, and with the blade operators of saying, this is when Fred Kellogg did, hey, have them make a note. If they see a sign that's bent, see a sign that's down, whatever the case may be, a culvert. I mean, those guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they're blading, they know where the culverts are at. Okay, they better know. But if they see one that's smashed or if you can see that it's plugged, whatever, make a list because all the roads are covered, but none of them seem to want to make a list because it wasn't their job, okay? So, to me, you're barking up a dead horse's rear end.
Well,
we could use
my eyes. That's in my eyes. Yeah. I'm being honest with you.
And we have a lot of new guys, so
that's kind of
not, well, that's a positive, I guess.
Yeah.
Not the old school, but I'm just telling you, I think if they would all make a note of what they see and where they're at, because I guarantee there's not a soul in this county that knows where all the culverts are at. Guarantee, no way. And the only guys that are going to know are the guys behind the blades that are running and watching and seeing where they're at. And that would be the only way that you're ever going to really know how many culverts there are and what needs to be replaced, is if those guys, as they blade. And you should know within a month's time.
And I think
wrong or right?
Even, you know, take some sections of road and bid it out and see what it comes.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, we got 5 culverts and 2 miles of road and they're coming in, you know, we can say, well, this isn't the option.
Yeah, right. I think it's smart.
Right. Maybe, and again, I know it's hard to find people to work, okay? And as far as a ditch program or however you want to state it, culverts, ditches, to get some of the silt, get the water draining properly. The smartest thing you could do is, if you could do it, is to find a couple guys, because we have the equipment to do everything, for the most part, right? I mean, I guarantee
it's not the biggest and the baddest.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying that you would burn up a lot of money in a hurry of outsourcing it. And you're talking money that was 10 years ago. And what's, you know, what's today's, you know, going rate? I mean, it's a great idea, and I think it needs to be done, but it's just, they need to be identified first.
Well, and then there's the issue, and I'm not sure what's going on, but a lot of farmers are taking culverts out. And so there's a couple places where we spent a lot of time and money cleaning out the ditches 5-10 years ago, and we can't even tell we were ever there. So, I mean, we just don't have the workforce to continually try and keep up with that either. So.
I think we should maybe get somebody to drive out or... And, like, you know, you go out towards Emerson and stuff, there's all kinds of places where water runs all over the road. I mean, you know, it's obvious to see where the...
And the guys, after we do get, you know, a big rain event, the guys will go out and check their roads right away, see if there's where there's a culvert plug, where there's water over the road. So, like I said, we can take notes of that, figure out some main spots, and maybe just get a couple of mile stretches or something.
Mm-hmm. Do we have, Jolene, any kind of a map anywhere that has current culverts on it?
We did something. So when Fred was here, he had the guys mark their culverts. And then about 2 years ago, I had the guys go out, and I wanted them to GPS. But you know how you GPS, and they got like 10 numbers at the end? They only did like 3 or 4. So then when I plugged them in, I'm out in the middle of the field. Well, they spent all day out there doing it, and none of them...
Computed.
Yeah. So, but then the map they showed of the section they were in, I mean, it was one culvert after another highlighted in that area that wasn't on that map from a few years ago. So, I mean, there's stuff out there, like Scott was saying, that we have no idea where it's at. So, ideally, yeah. I mean, any of you guys remember Tim Baxter? He was with NIRMA.
I remember Tim.
He has suggestions in the NIRMA manual, road manual, to have a culvert program. So he takes a section of his county, which is flat.
Yeah.
And Waffle, and all the roads are square, and he's got a culvert here, and he's got a culvert there, and And he's like, you got to have a culvert program. Well, when you have 20 culverts in your county...
It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all flat and square.
How many do you think we have?
Hundreds.
Yes. Thousands.
Yeah, it would be stupid.
Yeah.
And probably, how many, 25-30% of them are buried, 40% maybe?
And then, there's rumors that some were put in that weren't needed at one time, so... It just didn't serve a very good purpose. So.
Like I said, I think the only way you're ever going to figure it out is the guys are going to have to mark them, you know, have something to mark them with, and then you're going to know. I mean.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're out there running that road every day,
if you're running,
they could sit down right now and I got this many. At least identify what you have.
Somehow stake them or do something. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is.
Floppy sticks, the white sticks with the yellow reflector.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mark them.
But I still don't know. I mean,
oh, are they?
Even when we get those identified, I mean, what are we trying to do?
We're trying to improve the roads.
Well, I understand
trying to figure out which ones are plugged, which ones are bent. I mean, some of them, if you're like when I've been mowing, some of them are so smashed on the end that
he's not right over it.
Well, I mean, they've been hit and they're so smashed that there's, I mean, whatever's flowing through there is going to plug it up. I mean, you know, you got a culvert supposed to be this round, and all of a sudden it's flattened down, you know, where there's nothing running through it.
So ideally, you know, you would have your culvert number marked, know where it's at, go out and assess it. Perfect, not plugged. It is plugged, partial.
Needs repair, doesn't need repair.
Needs repair.
Yeah.
Come back in 5 years and look at this. If there's no issues.
So that's the kind of, that's what we need. Yeah. That's the kind of information we need.
And then you
his can, condition.
And then you can get a map. We could have a map, and you could actually know where, you know, all the culverts are at. Because right now nobody has an idea. And I think that's the only way you're ever going to identify it is by the blade operators.
How about if we figure out like the main roads where they haul gravel, and we'll have Lance go out and drive it and say, hey, you know, this 300 yards on the south side needs to be dug out. There's a culvert down here. let's get the bad spots, because there are some really bad spots. I'm not saying we need to do everything, because we can't do that. But let's go out to the ones like out on M Avenue by Marty Rohde's. When it rains, the water runs all over the road. It's just a huge mess. All the gravel runs off. I mean, that'd be one place, and I know Lance would look at it and say that'd be one. Let's just get, and he'll have, there's a map of the road he has he can take with him. He could get a yellow highlighter and just say, hey, here's the areas, you know, and then we could price some of the areas and see what it's going to cost. We know what we can afford to do and what we can't. But, I mean, we really need to do something, because if we're going to, I don't know, could the roads department ever in a lifetime ever get all the roads fixed with the way things, you know, I mean, we don't hardly have enough help to get done what we're doing. We can't go do everything.
No.
So this would be a nice.
There is a program that this guy keeps calling about every 6 months about, and it's to identify your culverts. So I, you know, driving down the road, here's a culvert. I stop, I GPS it, take a picture, and then I know the condition, all of that, and then mark as a work order then if it needs fixed. But it's $5,000 a year, so that's why I've always kind of pushed him off. Would that be handy? Yes. Do we have the manpower to send somebody out to do all of that? You know,
we would supply the manpower to do it.
We would do it all, yeah. And so, like, he kept trying to push it the last 2 years. I'm like, we are 2 or 3 people down all the time.
Right.
We can't spare anybody.
You don't think you could pick up an extra 400 work orders on culverts all at once?
Can't you got any free time?
I mean, that's an option if you guys want to try and go that route. I could have the guy come and do a presentation.
Well, can't we at least start with Jolene, the guys driving the roads? I mean, I don't know if you answered the question before. Do we have anything in place now, a map that we could go look at that says, okay, here's the culverts on M Avenue?
So, like I said, ideally it would be nice to have them all marked and numbered. But when I sent Lance and Ryan out a couple years ago, they come back and they had South Bluff Road, Ireton, and maybe another road, and it was just all X's.
Yeah, like, right there.
I mean, there's a lot of places where every residence, you know, is going to have one on their lane, and then there's going to go down the roadways, and then it's going to cross over. So, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of them. So, all right, why don't we just
try to do a main road, a section.
Kind of find a couple sections that we think that we could have looked at, and then just see how that goes. Get hold with Brian and Troy and find some sections of road that we want looked at, and then we'll maybe identify a couple and maybe get a couple of bids on.
Probably revisit this in, say, another month.
Are we talking other ditches, Marty?
Yeah.
How long it's
What's that?
Take.
We're talking ditches or?
Yeah, ditch and culvert repair. Because they're hand in hand. What you're trying to do is you're trying to prevent water from running over the road, which destroys your road. And you're doing the only way you're going to do that is with culverts. And maybe a little more storage in your ditch.
Start with that,
and then we'll just be talking. It'll just kind of, we'll just work at it and see if we can identify some deals. Because, like I say, if we have some funds available to do some things that could help, I think it'd be a good time to do it.
May I, real quick, remember last year when we did the guy's yard out there on Bluff?
Oh, yeah.
And what's that? And he came in here and he was. Turned out nice, right? We were starting to do some, that was kind of ditch work, right? Right? Looked nice. We seeded it. I don't know how it turned out. Doesn't matter. But I remember us going out there and talking to him, how he said he couldn't mow it. He was totally incorrect. It was so mowable, simple. But it looked nice. And I don't know what kind of money we had invested into that. But again, it takes people. It takes time and money. But at the same time,
favorable weather.
Right, you know, it just, everything has to blend together, you know, it's just, I don't know. It seems like it's the impossible, but it looked nice, and that's the way the ditches should look. They're just silted in.
And they've been doing some culvert, you know, in the last 6 months, there's been a fair amount of culvert work done.
Yep, and they got some more they're going to do. Has anybody, this is kind of related, but not exactly, but by Bill Rohde's there, has anybody flagged that yet? I drove by this week. I didn't see any flags.
He was going to come in. Gosh, it's probably been 2-3 weeks, maybe a month. I don't know. I lose track of time. He was going to go in the register of deeds. He was trying to figure out the right of way on there.
Okay.
And I can get a hold of him again and see where he's at.
Is that the Chad Kirk thing?
Good luck. That'll be 3 years.
All right. Next on our list is elevator flooring. Quote from Curry Floor to put a new floor in our elevator.
Jesus. $572.
I looked into Rodney's budget, and there's money in his budget for that project. So I think if you guys are in agreement, I just have buildings and grounds budget do that.
Yep.
Because there's a...
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, they have $72 material, $500 in labor. So Rodney will just get some material and do it himself.
No. They'll just have them do it, but he's got plenty of money to pay for it.
Oh, just paid out of his budget?
Yeah.
He's got money, so...
I'll come in there and stick some carpet down for $250.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do over there $200.
I think they're going to do the same... Whatever, I'll do $200. The same floor in the hallway. I think they're going to match it with... I think they got some. I think we have some.
All right, then we got the jail garage door, Lyle's garage door service.
$280.75. That must be some weather stripping and sealing some things up.
Water runs in there when it rains. I was in there the other day. We were looking, and there's a lot of water runs under the seals. Just
right. Is it to the west door?
The overhead door over there.
Okay.
Yeah. On the little garage. So it'd be the door facing north.
Oh, okay.
That one, Rodney, too?
No, that one, I think, is that Rodney or the jail request?
That's a jail request.
That was Rodney's request.
Okay.
Which door are you talking about? For the jail?
On the little two-car garage.
Oh.
Over there, the storage where they store stuff.
Yeah. Oh. I'd go ahead and put that on Rodney's also.
Yeah.
Then we have the roof over the health department. I got a call a few weeks back. They were leaking during our first part of our rainy season. They came down. They found a leak right away. Repaired it. It had a couple leaks in different spots, so they... had repaired a couple of leaks there, and we had them back down today, and they would like to re-caulk an area because we still have some leaks. Also, we discovered today that we have a leak above the new area that we had, the new office that we put on the other side there.
Oh, on the other side of the
gym. So Lou hasn't got moved in there yet, but now they can't move because they have a leak in their ceiling, I guess. So that has been quite a long process. So
they want $3,900 to re-caulk everything?
To do ours, yeah. To do the over here over the health department.
The one side, and then the other side's getting...
Well, the other side, after he left, then she showed Rodney that issue, so we're going to have him back down to look at that.
And the fire hall, the little fire hall.
Yeah, we need to look at the... Brian says the fire hall roof is leaking pretty bad, so...
Oh, really?
Which part is it leaking in, right, Brian?
He sent me a picture, but I couldn't tell because it was dark. So okay. I'm going to have to
thanks, Jolene. See you.
Tell me where it's at for sure.
Okay.
Jacob told me.
And then Jacob.
Some of the block up here, too, we need to redo. They need to cut out the concrete and redo those. Those are
tuck point them.
Yeah,
tuck point. Maybe tuck point some of the
before the
block
up. Happens.
Yes, that'd be absolutely perfect time.
Who does that?
And we're going to try and find somebody.
Somebody with a grinder and a trowel.
Yep. So the $3,900 is not coming out. It is an ARPA money thing.
That would be an ARPA money.
Okay, so I will make a motion to approve the J.C. Brooklyn for the $3,900 to reseal the over the health department's office.
Does anybody know, does J.C. Roofing have a business location in South Dakota?
I'm not sure if they have one over there or not.
Anybody know?
No.
You see him running around with South Dakota plates?
Well, I'm just waiting around until we get to the vote. Yeah, I won't be voting for it, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know if they have one over there.
Don't know, and nobody knows.
So, I got a question real quick here. I know I made the motion ready. Has anybody else been on that?
No, he just looked at it today.
Okay. And the reason why I'm saying this real quick is because when we had the big flood, and I know that things got, when the courthouse flood, you remember,
mm-hmm.
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you was around, Marty, when it all flooded from the top, occurred to the basement.
Okay. That wasn't around or not.
And anyways, things clogged up, this and that.
You're lucky.
And anyways, I know that there was a lot of fingers getting pointed different directions. And I didn't know if we had other bids, but I know that when it comes, and I like John, and I know he's a hard worker, and he's self-made, and I get all that. But I think at the end of the day, I would love to be able to get some other bids just to see, to mm-hmm. keep, and I know he's a local guy,
mm-hmm. Nothing wrong getting more bids, ever.
I mean, but I just, yeah, I just think sometimes...
Well, let's get some more, have Rodney call some more people, and let's just table this till next time. And
yeah,
let's
we'll have more bids on. Then they can bid both sides.
Okay,
we'll have them look at the fire hall.
Okay, I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Because we have two other jobs.
Mm-hmm. Should we just do all three of them at one time?
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Yep.
That only makes sense.
Yeah. And we'll have Rodney get a hold of two or three other roofing companies then.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you roll call on a withdrawal?
No, I don't think it was seconded. There was no second.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Guy buys a newspaper, he thinks he can run the show. He don't want to work.
It's my theme song.
All right,
I don't have any.
Commissioner committee reports.
No, sir.
Nothing.
I met with the veterans. Like I say, everything's going good. So that's all I had.
Consular.
Mailer emergency business stream? No mailer emergency business.
Don't forget to vote.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Is he going to be nice?
So,
I can quit early.
Have you figured?